is a platform driven by some ego need. You're going to find with true Christians that there is not this obsession with some quirky aspect of theology, but rather there is this open balance in which they embrace all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are found in Christ. Another, and I'll just give you two more, another thing to look for when you're looking for people who might be in a condition of being self-deceived is that they are overindulgent in the name of grace. They are overindulgent in the name of grace. Another way to say that is they lack penitence. With true Christians, there's just an ongoing brokenness. There's just an ongoing kind of recognition that they fall short. We are the ones always confessing our sins, and thereby, verse 1 John 1, we give evidence of being the ones who are always being forgiven. When you find people who are overindulgent in their sins, who are going to defend their right to conduct their life in a certain way and live a certain way because of grace, sort of super grace, indulgent grace, and they lack penitence and brokenness and a measure of humility, it might well be that you're dealing with someone who is deceived. And just one last one, and we've kind of talked about it, but you can put it in the list, number six. Look for people who see God as the means to their own ends. Who see God as the means to their own ends. I want to get to God because I've got all these deals that I want to do. I got all these plans. I got all these dreams. I got all these ambitions. And hey, if you tell me God will help me get there, that's Joel Osteen. He's a heretic. That's not Christianity. That is not Christianity, and that is not a church. It's heresy. God is not the genie in your bottle who jumps out when you rub it and says, ta-da, three wishes. That is not Christianity. It doesn't even approximate true Christianity. You need to help those people who see God as the means to their own